are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, at least 7 states now have armed staff in schools. All right, 7 states, 43 plus Puerto Rico to go, right? All right, so we'll tell you who those states are, who has their act together, and who needs to get their act together. Then this was kind of a cute article. Apparently, a 8th grade examination was found from November 1912. And the debate has been sparked as whether our current 8th graders today could actually take this test from November 1912. I don't even think a lot of us adults can even handle this. So I'm going to throw this one at you guys. Then we got to talk about the cyclospora outbreak. They now think it wasn't linked to produce, but possibly packaged salad. Thus far, the cyclospora outbreak from packaged salad has sickened 372 people. Speaking of being sickened, Obamacare is back in the news, and an Obamacare call center is now under criticism for hiring part-time employees to avoid paying health care under Obamacare. You can't make this stuff up. I know it's not funny, the poor part-time workers, but even an Obamacare call center is hiring part-time workers to avoid having to pay for Obamacare. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments, your complaints at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. All right, so an examination to 8th grade students, it was a general exam, in Kentucky's Bullitt County school system back in 1912 appears to be stumping a lot of current 8th graders here in 2013, as well as us adults. Now, let's take a look at some of the spelling words, okay? Exaggerate. Spell exaggerate. Egg, E-G, Z-A, Z, A-G-R-A-T-E, J-E-R-I-T-E, exaggerate. Rhinoceros. How many of you can spell rhinoceros? R-H-I-N-O-C-E-R. Now, they have an O-S. Is rhinoceros A-S or O-S? Hideous. As in, the Dr. Dahlia Show is hideous. Spell that one. It's an 8th grade spelling test from 1912. Hideous. H-I-D-E-S. E-O-U-S. Very good. That's kind of okay. Saucepan. See, we don't usually say saucepan nowadays. Back then, they had saucepan. Synopsis. That's a tough one. Eccentric. Can you spell eccentric? Egg. E-G. Zentric. Eccentric. E-X-Z-E-N-T-R-I-K. Easy, right? Eccentric. Okay. So that was the spelling. It's very interesting. Some of the words have pennyweight. They had chandelier, patient, potential, creature, participate, authentic, bequeath. Okay. You know what the problem is? It's no, I mean, we don't speak like that. I don't even know what bequeath. Can I bequeath this on you? Bequeath. Okay, no, it's not a dirty thing. I know what you guys are thinking. I know. No, no, I can't say that. Bequeath was a word. Genuine vinegar antecedent. They had to know how to spell antecedent. How many of us don't even know what antecedent is? Now, monotony. I think monotony, especially my listeners, know how to spell monotony. Exhaust, diagram, architect. Circulate. Okay, so those are pretty good. All right, reading, it says reading and writing was given by the teacher. Okay, that's fine. Let's look at some of their arithmetic. Arithmetic, they say solve 35 minus 7 plus 4. See, that's always a hard one when you have to go into the next set of digits. That's why 28 plus 4, 32. I got that one. Okay, find cost at 12.5 cents per square yard. Whew, find that at Home Depot. 12.5 cents per square yard of calcimining. Do you guys know what the hell that is? Of calcimining the walls of a room 20 feet long, 16 feet wide, 9 feet high, deducting one dotor 8 feet. Oh, that's probably door. They misspelled door. 8 feet by 4 feet, 6 inches, and two windows, 5 feet by 3 feet, 6 inches each. So that's got to be like a surface area type of question. Too hard for me. A man bought a farm for $2,400. Had to give Washington 35%. Oh, I'm sorry. This is back in 1912. A man bought a farm for $2,400 and sold it for $2,700. What percent did he gain? Oh, that's easy. 300 over 24. Okay, that's good. A man sold a watch for $180 and lost 16 2/3 of it. What was the cost of the watch? You want to know something. Okay, you know, typewriting had only been around for probably about 20 years, 20, 30 years at this time. And they obviously didn't have a spell check. And I'm looking at some of the spelling words, like endeavor. They spelled it E-N-E-E-A-V-O-R, and that was supposed to be a spelling test. So interesting how they have these mistakes on the typewriter. No, nobody got fired. Grammar. How many parts of speech are there, and define each? What is a personal pronoun? What properties have verbs? Doesn't matter. Under this administration, they get taxed. Diagram. You diagram, the Lord loveth a cheerful giver. Okay? Adjectives. How many have degrees of comparison? Parse all the words in the following sentences. John ran over the bridge. Helen's parents love her. How the hell do you parse? Okay, now here's a geography question for you all. Locate the cities. Mobile, Quebec, Buenos Aires, Liverpool, Honolulu. Name in order. This is a 1912 test for eighth graders. Name in the order of their size three largest states in the United States. Now, this is a good one. Locate the following mountains. Blue Ridge, Himalaya, Andes, Alps, and Wasatch. Did I say that right? All right, boy, I feel stupid now. Okay, there's more questions, but we'll move on. Let's talk about Obamacare. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a call center that is due to open in the fall to help tell the public about Obamacare is now under severe criticism for offering half of its employees only part-time work. The part-time work does deny them health care under Obamacare. Am I the only one that sees the irony in this? Staff and city officials in Contra Costa County in California, I guess, have been left dismayed, according to Mail Online, that the successful bid to run one of three California call centers has ended in employees being left without a without benefits. Now, no, I am not gloating. This is sad. This is really sad. We have a country who is trying by the seat of their pants to deal with this crappy depression that we're in. I'm not calling it a recession anymore. It's a depression. And we have Obamacare. It's so ridiculous and so sad. You laugh. All right. 7,000 people have applied for 180 positions at the Concord Call Center. So you would think, oh, wow, Obamacare is giving people jobs. That's wonderful. It's supposed to open October 1. I don't know why we need 180 positions to tell people about Obamacare. I don't want to hear the government's position on Obamacare. Ring, ring, ring. Hello, Obamacare call center. May I help you? Yeah, this Obamacare really confuses me. It sucks. What am I supposed to do? Oh, Obamacare is so good. Oh, they have to read it. They probably have to read it on script. Obamacare is good. Obamacare is awesome. Obamacare will give insurance to all. If you agree with this message, press 1. If you disagree with this message, you will be audited by the IRS. And please press 2. beep! The IRS will be with you shortly. I mean, I could do that. You don't need to hire. You don't need to hire 180 people to do that. But anyway, most of these 7,000 people thought that of all the jobs being offered in this dismal economy now, right? Especially if it has to do with Obamacare, then you should probably get insurance under Obamacare. And no, ain't happening. According to the Contra Costa Times, half of the positions have now been made part-time, meaning 90 employees who are estimated to be paid 15 to 18 an hour. Oh, that's kind of good. 15 to 18 an hour. Will face costs of between $600 and $2,900 a month for their health care. Under Obamacare, companies with 50 or more employees are only required to offer coverage to full-time staff. So, of course, county supervisors like, what? It is very disappointing, she says. No, that shouldn't be the quote. Okay, look at this. Okay, you know people were like, what the beep? Yeah, this was her quote. It is very disappointing. I was under the impression that they were going to be well-paying, well-compensated positions. That was County Supervisor Mary Pifo saying, good for her. We were really hopeful that these jobs would meeting the unemployment needs of our country and offer them the ability to make a living and support their families. That's not what she said. I bet in private she was like, what the? All right. Now, you and I are looking at this as, where's the shock? I mean, yeah, there's irony and some people are giggling about this, but I'm not shocked. This is what I have been complaining about and harping about now for years. That there is nothing in that law that is guaranteeing you, me, millions of Americans health care. That's affordable. The Affordable Health Care Protection Act, who the hell is it protecting, and who the hell can afford it? So this just makes sense. This is just more proof. Oh, Dr. I am liberal and Obama is wonderful. Stop it. You conservatives are all right-wing nuts. Well, I mean, how much more proof do you need, people? How much more proof do you need? Two other centers in Rancho Cordova and Fresno are also being opened, but the one in Concord is the only center to be contracted out to a county. Now, I don't know if the other employees are going to be full-time or not. Now, an employee claimed they didn't know about this until a training session on July 18th. And then they were like, what? All right, and then I was like, what? And they were like, what? And then they were like, ah, like, what? And then I was like, what? For the first 3 months after it opens October 1, the call center is due to be open for 72 hours a week. After that, it is expected to drop to 59 hours. I work a 110-hour work week. Come on, slackers. They say the battle for the call center was over jobs with good working wages and benefits. I never dreamed they could be part-time. County Supervisor Karen Mitchoff. Very good. Okay, so it looks like a lot of people are complaining. Wonderful. But here's the problem, guys. Don't complain too much. Because think about it. If you force an Obama call center to hire full-time and benefits, how much more is that costing the taxpayer? I don't want Obama call centers, Obamacare call centers to even exist because they're not giving objective information. If I was operating an Obamacare call center, it would probably go something like this. Ring, ring, ring. Obamacare, Lord have mercy. Are you still alive? Yes, I am. All right. What do you need from me? And I mean, how bad a shape are you in? Well, I mean, my insurance is expensive. I can't get a job. I'll be like, you know, join the flipping club. All I could do is offer you some therapy and maybe tell you to go see your family doctor, pay your copay, and get some antidepressants. Well, thank you. That was very helpful. You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Obamacare call center. Goodbye. So I don't really think we need to, on a national level, argue to get these employees full-time and get benefits, because I don't really want my taxpaying dollars to go to this. I don't. I think it's an absolute waste of time and waste of money. Now, $15 to $18 an hour, if they could land a job for $15 to $18 an hour, whew, that's awesome. That's twice plus minimum wage, 2.5 times minimum wage. That's like time and a half overtime double. That's great. That's good. But, I don't want to pay $15 to $18 an hour for somebody to, feed bullcrap about Obamacare. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, that's not what they're doing. They're going to be giving, information on the tax code. Really? Are they accountants? They're not giving information on the tax code and how to file your taxes and how to. No, they aren't. They're like, oh, well, you could go to this website and you could go to this. So, as far as I'm concerned, just close the suckers down. But this is where our money is going to. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, New York City's money has been going to this back-and-forth battle over the stupid 16-ounce soda ban. Apparently, a 4-judge panel ruled that it was never in Mayor Bloomberg's power to institute a ban on beverages over 16 ounces in New York in the first place. Mayor Bloomberg calls the decision a temporary setback. I'm looking at this whole thing as completely stupid. Now he wants to go to the Court of Appeals. Now, am I right? Is all this taxpayer money, right, for him to get his day of fame and to go down as one of the most integral mayors of New York City? Are taxpayers paying for this? And, I mean, I agree with this 4-judge panel. I'm always surprised when they use an even number, because what if it's hung, you know? Yeah, all right. We won't go there. So, anyway, apparently the lower court judge rejected it. State Supreme Court Justice Milton Tingling called the law arbitrary and capricious. Judge Renwick also drew attention to the inconsistencies in the plan. Delis and restaurants can't serve the beverages, but 7-Eleven stores can. Why? Was 7-Eleven a donor? I never understood that either. And how the hell are you fighting obesity, stopping 16-ounce sodas, when you got buttered popcorn, when you got double bacon cheeseburger, when you got Dr. Dahlia's frosted flake chicken, which, by the way, if you ever want the recipe, email me at drdahlia.com. Never made sense to me. Never did. And I really can't stand it when government thinks they could regulate what private business does. All right. Well, Dr. Dahlia, soda's unhealthy. So that's why they could regulate it. All right. Well, so is, candy chucked full of high fructose corn syrup. Does that mean they get to regulate that, too? What about different sexual positions? Those could be unhealthy. Are they going to regulate that? I am not going to jail. All right, guys, don't go away. I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guys foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. Freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilup, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilup. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I had opened up the question when we were talking about Obamacare. We were talking about the New York City soda tax, but I got a different question because I want to switch subjects, especially since one of you called saying you have no problem with the New York City soda ban. I really don't. And thank you. Thank you. No need to put you online. All right. Yeah, fine. I don't know what world you live in. But anyway, I've asked you guys this multiple times, and I guess none of you are out there. Have any of you died and come back? Right? Where you were resuscitated and you think you saw the other side. I'm going to keep bringing this up until one of you guys call in. And don't fake it. Okay? Have you ever died and been brought back? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Because a doctor, Dr. Sam Parnia or Pamia. It's either Pamia or Parnia. I can't tell if the R is with the M or it's an R and an N. I'm going to say Parnia. Makes a claim that we will be able to resuscitate a dead person within 24 hours of their death. Do you believe that? Now, if any of you had died and then got resuscitated, okay, I would love to hear your story. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Oh, yeah, Dr. Dali, I died, and I knew I was in heaven because there was a picture of you. I wouldn't mind. Yeah, you could call in, too. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't know if I believe this. Critical care physician Sam Parnia makes the claim in his book, Erasing Death, says resuscitation research is on the cusp of a major breakthrough. I love saying the word cusp. You know why I like saying the word cusp? Because my lisp doesn't come out. There's a lot of words I have, like thistle. No. Well, there's some words you can't say and avoid the lisp. But cusp, I never lisp or stutter with that word. It's pretty easy, cusp. Anyway, resuscitation research is on the cusp of a major breakthrough within the next 20 years. He says with today's medicine, now I'm guessing it's not including Obamacare, he said we can bring people back to life up to 1, maybe 2 hours, sometimes even longer after their heart stopped beating and they have thus died by circulatory failure. I'm sorry, I can't read and talk and burp at the same time. In the future, he says, we will likely be better at reversing death. He thinks in 20 years, I don't know if Hillary Clinton will be still in office, it is possible that in 20 years we will be able to restore people to life 12 hours or maybe even 24 hours after they have died. You could call that resurrection if you will, but I still call it resuscitation science. All right, I don't know if this guy's single. I don't know what a date would be like with this guy. Here's the thing: a critical care physician, though, it's a pretty good catch. Okay, these critical care physicians, they know what to do in the ICU. They know what to do with a ventilator. Critical care medicine, when I did my training, was probably one of the most fascinating to me. All right, and I mean, these guys rocked. I mean, if you are on the verge of death, you want a critical care physician. These guys rock. All right, but what's even going to be cooler than talking about how sexy critical care physicians are is, have any of you ever been resuscitated? We got Scott from Michigan on the line, but I guess, did we lose Scott? Oh, okay, no problem. All right, Scott, call back. Uh-oh. Oh, I hope he didn't fall back. Guys, if you're going to resuscitate Scott in Michigan, keep resuscitating him because he's trying to call in and tell us about this. Uh-oh. CPR for Scott. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say currently the average resuscitation rates for cardiac arrest patients in the U.S. is 18%. In the U.K., it's 16%. But at Dr. Parnia's research base in New York, that rate is between 33% and 38%. Well, I know where I'm spending New Year's. Yeah, you want to be, wasn't there a study out that if you're going to be sick, you want to be sick in a big city, or which seats get sick in? Yeah, God, we covered that on air like years ago. I need to find that out. I live in Las Vegas. Las Vegas is a great place to get sick. Phenomenal place because we got amazing doctors. So yeah, I think I'm good. I think I'm good. But anyway, this guy, he claims he's got a 33% to 38%. He says most but not all of our patients get discharged with no neurological damage whatsoever. So he's saying not only does he resuscitate these guys, but they aren't comatose. They aren't paralyzed, stroke victims. I mean, these guys are walking out of there saying, bye, doc, paying their copay. Again, the question posed to you all is, has anybody ever been resuscitated, come back from the dead, and what did you see? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And I'm not talking, you know, coming back from 1920. I'm talking about, did you ever code? And do you remember anything about that code? Or was it just black? Were you in a Lord of the Rings type of scene? Which I would guess would be mine. And I think you get to manipulate your purgatory. I think there's really a hell and a heaven. I really do. But when you're almost dead or you're dying, I think those scenes are your manipulation of it. Okay? Because I don't think God takes us until we're already ready and we're kind of cleaned up and all that. So when we're in purgatory, I don't know if it's God's purgatory or if it's our image. Like we, like for example, if we were really, really bad and we were kind of mean to people, then purgatory is going to be full of mean, bad people. If you were an entertaining radio doctor that had a phenomenal sex drive, then I'm guessing purgatory for me would be pretty entertaining and lots of sex. That's just my guess. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Okay, so, no, Dr. Parmia, or Parmia, or Pamia is still talking. He says, it is a widely held misconception, even among doctors, that the brain suffers massive oxygen-deprived damage after 3 to 5 minutes after the heart stops. But he says research has shown that brain cells can live on for hours after death. So this is his basic message. Death we commonly perceive today in 2013 is a death that can be reversed. Now, I get nervous about that. If somebody's destined to die and you bring them back, okay, I also believe in souls. Now, where I'm a little confused is technically your soul is supposed to leave the body, right? Who saw Ghost? With Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore? Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. No, Lindsay Lohan wasn't in that one. Oh, she played the ghost. I didn't know Lindsay Lohan was in Ghost. Anyway, so you saw the guy getting resuscitated in the hospital while Patrick Swayze was in the hospital trying to figure out what the hell's going on, and you saw that the soul left the body and said goodbye. Okay, I think the soul starts to leave because our souls are busy. I mean, we're too ADD to sit around a dead body. So I think our soul leaves and starts making things happen, right? Okay, so we start doing stuff. Now, this guy is saying 24 hours later, they're going to get the body up and running again. My worry is some other soul that's just kind of jiving, you know, and just kind of grooving down the street next to the body is going, you know, next to the bed is then going to have to jump in when the body comes back, and it may not be. So I'm really worried because imagine if my body was taken over by somebody else's soul. First of all, I think that soul would freak out going, oh my God, what do I do with these boobies? I mean, they'll be upset that they can't even see their feet. Next, I think they'll be very clumsy, and they won't expect to be so clumsy because I am very clumsy. Even my ballet teacher years ago said, you know what, Mrs. Wax, or it was Odiru at the time, get her out of ballet. This isn't for her, especially the tutu barely covers her butt. So that would be my concern. My concern is another soul would take over within that 24 hours. But I gotta tell you, he's got a point. Oxygen can live in the blood for some time. He's got a point. All right, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Don't go away.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping through the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy to store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot, all in an easy to carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab and go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit RNAfreesample.com. That's RNAfreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at RNAfreesample.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So every now and then an article comes up or a study comes up saying doctors are ordering unnecessary tests, doctors are the bad guy, and I have a problem with it. But this is something that I think you guys need to hear about because we could all learn something from this. They say most doctors ignore back pain guidelines, and they're saying we are asking patients to pay for unnecessary treatments. Ooh, the bad doctors. Those mean, mean doctors. We should force them all to do the public and do Obamacare and not get paid nothing. That's what we should do, those mean, mean doctors, and spank them. And anyway, Dr. Bruce Landon, author of the study and professor of healthcare policy at Harvard Medical School, recommends that the doctor should realize that back pain is not a lifelong condition and that patients would usually recover in a couple months. I get that. A lot of back pain, back strain, you recover. I get that. He says, therefore, sending them to expensive imaging tests like CAT scans and MRIs and referring them to specialists are unnecessary. Okay, can I tell you something? We doctors don't refer to specialists and orthopedists and order MRIs if it's just a simple, I strained my back. We don't do that. The back pain patients that I see, I probably get a once in a blue moon strain, I would say maybe once every 6 months. The majority of my back pain patients are chronic back pain, degenerative disc disease patients, sciatica, even tumors, prostate cancer meds to the back. So don't tell me how to practice just because you're from Harvard. All right, I know you're from Harvard Medical School. I get that it's a coveted medical school. It's one of the best medical schools in the country. All right, but I practice from my heart and from my mind and from my instinct. And I know this is going to come as a shock to you, but I also practice based on what the patient tells me. I actually include the patient in my decisions. No, you can't do that. Patients know nothing. No, they know everything. So before I make any decision on a patient, I actually include them in the decision-making process. So you can tell everybody else from Harvard that that's what I do, and maybe they should start doing what I do. He says researchers apparently evaluated data from the periods 1999 and 2000. By the way, a rip-roaring period can cause back pain, too. Let me just throw that out there. And from 2009 to 2010, they found that the use of narcotic drugs have increased from 19.3% to 29.1%, and usage of recommended over-the-counter pain relievers deflated from 36.9% to 24.5%. Okay, why do you think that's happening? Why do you think narcotic drugs have increased? All right, well, they are getting a little cheaper, okay? But also, can we take a look at our population? People back in 1999 and 2000 were, now this is going to shock some of you, were 10 years younger than they are now, or they were at 2009, 2010. Plus, we have a much bigger population of baby boomers than we did before. So, you are going to have more people having back pain requiring medication because we have more people aging. A big duh. Honestly, this isn't rocket science. It also found that CT scans or MRIs increased from 7.2% to 11.3%. Do I have to say tort reform again? And the referrals to specialists such as orthopedic surgeons have doubled from 7% to 14%. We got an aging population, people. And those referrals are believed to contribute to the elevation of MRIs and back surgeries recently. Oh, come on. Did it ever occur to you that maybe I get an orthopedic surgeon involved for somebody's back pain because I don't want to just give him narcotics? Did that ever occur to you? Maybe I wanted an orthopedic surgeon to start a back strengthening program, utilize physical therapy, maybe consider steroid epidural shots. Did that ever occur to you? Maybe we're referring to the specialist so we don't have to write the narcotics? No. They say the most worrisome findings were the rapid use of narcotic prescriptions. In 2008, almost 15,000 people have died from narcotic prescription overdoses. I get that. More people aren't taking the narcotic pain. Pills are easier to get. They're easier to get. There's a lot of reasons for doctors prescribing narcotics a little bit easier than they used to. Okay? One is they seem to work. Patients seem to be happy. They seem to gripe less. Number two, they're cheaper. Number three, We have come to find out that many narcotics are safer than some other options. How many of you out there, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, how many of you out there were told to stop taking over-the-counter Naprosyn or ibuprofen and take a narcotic instead? Oh, Dr. Dahlia, why would anybody tell somebody to stop taking it over the counter to take a prescriptive medication? They must be in bed with the pharmaceutical companies. No. All right? I have had to take people off ibuprofen because they were in stage 3 kidney disease. Ah, it could hurt the kidneys. Yes, it do. It does. It can. So, chronic ibuprofen, what does chronic ibuprofen and chronic anti-inflammatories over-the-counter also do besides hurting the kidneys? It could cause ulcers, GI upset. So, my patients at risk for GI bleed, I'm not giving them ibuprofen. If they have back pain, I'm going to give them some Vicodin, and I'll probably refer them to a specialist so they don't start getting addicted to this because I want to get the back pain fixed. What about a third thing that happens with you taking chronic ibuprofen or naproxen? Congestive heart failure. My grandfather, football player, ends up having multiple arthritic issues, back pain issues, ends up also being afflicted with gout. The ibuprofen or the buffarin at the time, he was taking buffarin and aspirin, caused a GI bleed, right? Almost bled to death. That got cured, but he still needed to do something for his pain, so he still took the aspirin, ended up in congestive heart failure, and died. All right, these medicines over-the-counter, just because something's over-the-counter versus prescription, doesn't mean over-the-counter is safer. We think it's safer because it doesn't have to have the FDA scrutiny like the prescriptions do, and because you don't have to get a prescription to get it. I get that, okay? If something's over-the-counter, that means a kid could go up and buy it. I get that. But that doesn't mean you could take it long-term. So if somebody says, oh, my gosh, Dr. Dahlia, people are prescribing narcotics more than over, you know, recommending over-the-counter medicines, because the over-the-counter medicines can cause problems. And it can also hurt the liver as well. Now, your Vicodins, your Lortabs, your Norcos, your Percocet, that can hurt the liver. That can hurt your bowel. Those aren't without risk by any means. And I can't stand it when somebody becomes addicted to these medicines. It kills me to see somebody addicted to these medicines because it is miserable to get them off. They're miserable trying to get off these medications. But I also can't stand seeing people die from GI bleeds, renal disease, and congestive heart failure either. So, what is going to be recommended of doctors when it comes to back pain? And what are you going to do if you disagree with this researcher's recommendations? So we're going to be talking about that in the next hour, but I want to hear from you. What have you used for your back pain? What has your doctor done to keep you off medications that hurt you? At 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Stay tuned. Another couple hours coming up.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
people are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.